This document is an article from the Pennsylvania Real-Time News, which the main title is Mine Dies After Eating Raw Oyster Tainted with Flesh-Eating Bacteria in Florida. It was written in July 2019, and this article is accompanied by a picture. Firstly, we'll talk about the story of a man who dies because of contaminated oyster. Secondly, we'll speak about the bacteria Vibrio. And we'll finish to conclude. First of all, a picture is accompanying the article where we can see oysters. The photo illustrates the main theme of the article. Indeed, we learned that a 71-year-old man died after eating oysters in Florida. This event happened in July 8. The man ate oysters contaminated with Vibrio vulnificus and he died 2 days later. This information was been relayed by the Florida Department of Public Health. Each year, 18,000 people become sick with this bacteria in the US, estimates the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And there are 100 people who die from their infection. In 2019, there have been 16 reported cases of Vibrio with 3 deaths, and in 2008, there has been 49 reported cases with 11 deaths. These informations come from the Florida Department of Public Health. Secondly, there are different Vibrio illness symptoms like diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, chills, fever, shock, skin lesion and breakdown, and wound infection. Also, Vibrio is fatal in about half of the cases. This bacteria is found in different places like in warm waters such as bay or Gulf of Mexico, and in contaminated seafood. So the person with cancers, diabetes, compromised immune system, liver with disease and other chronic conditions should avoid eating raw and undercooked shellfish like oysters. The persons should also avoid entering in the water if they have an open wound. To conclude, this bacteria Vibrio, which found in the seafood, is responsible for several deaths and illness symptoms. So we must be careful when we eat seafood like oysters and fish. There are laws and regulations in some countries, like in France, to stop this type of tragedy. Today, the France is the main producer of oysters in Europe. The oysters can be consumed all year. On the package, it must be indicated that they were raised in unpolluted areas. The oysters must be kept for at least 2 months after deconditioning to ensure traceability in case of food poisoning. To promote their survival, they must be conserved in waters and stored between 5 degrees and 15 degrees. Also, the oysters can be a source of contamination for other products, so we have to isolate them. Shellfish farms are subject to regulation relating to hygiene of foodstuff in general. There are different tests which are carried on oysters and also on water. Indeed, the quality of water is controlled to guarantee the quality of the oysters and shellfish intended for human consumption. The controls relate to the content of bacteria in the water like E. coli, which serves as an indicator of fatal contamination. The presence of various chemical, organic and metallic content are also taken into account. The shellfish and oysters also undergo quality control related to the content of bacteria.